Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's NXT TakeOver New York predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis, this is Laurie Blake, and that's Lou Gowen over there. And it's all coming to a head after 2 months of predicting every major pay-per-view. You are in the lead, Laurie, with 19 points. I'm
so
second with 16. And Luke is bringing up that rear with 14 points.
I do like bringing up the rear,
He's
though.
Bringing sexy back.
However, that so far counts Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and Fastlane. That's only three shows. There are four shows that we're doing predictions on this weekend. We've already done our Impact United We Stand predictions.
Online only. We haven't done, we're not doing videos for them.
Mm-hmm. And that could, anything could happen on that.
Yeah. Not if we just pick everything that Luke picks.
Yes.
This is how we guarantee the loss.
Guarantee me to lose it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just
don't predict,
the
just
things.
Play tactically.
We've got NXT, of course, that we're doing now. The G1 Supercard, which we'll just do online predictions for as well, but we'll let you know about them. And WrestleMania 35.
Exactly. If you want to get involved with this, if you want to get involved with Wrestle League, all you have to do is become one of our pledge hammers on Patreon, where you can join in the fun and nonsense that has been League, or Season 1, rather.
Season 1.
Season 1 of the Wrestle
League. And it all begins again at WrestleMania 35, because those WrestleMania 35 predictions will be the start of season 2.
Exactly. Whoa. Yes.
But dovetail.
A finale and an opener at the same time.
Oh, revolutionary. Begins again.
Let's crack into this card, though. We have got 5 matches on this card and our bonus question. And It is quite a stacked card. When we did the, was it the NXT live stream where someone said, is this the best takeover card? Mm. I think it was when we did that one. And I said, I wasn't quite sure. But when you do look at it on paper, holy hot damn. Mm. This is a tasty looking card.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah. But we're gonna, it's like a menu.
And I want everything on it. So we're going to start with War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe defending their NXT Tag Team Championships against the winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Well-known established tag team, Ricochet and Aleister Black.
With sound effects entrance. Yeah. I don't think there'll be any sound effects here in these entrances.
Do you not think?
No, but this is a Triple H, isn't he? He doesn't want to put that goofy stuff onto his cool characters, onto his cool toys.
Are you aware of this?
No, I've not seen it. So you've got like a coffin opening sound, I'm assuming, from your...
Yeah, it sounds like trapdoor.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
In a dark, dark house.
Burke, what's all that racket? So, Oliver Davis, I'm going to come to you first. What do you think?
Well, I, of course, watch NXT TV religiously week to week, so I am knee-deep in potential storylines and characters and various motivations. And I also watch a lot of Raw and SmackDown, where Ricochet and Aleister Black have been quite prominently featured. To the extent where they're now getting a SmackDown tag team shot at WrestleMania, where I think I'm going to go for them to win that. And I don't think they'll hold the NXT titles at the same time. They shouldn't be a tag team, really. It makes sense here because of the Dusty Rhodes tag team Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal thing. So, I'm going to go for War Raiders, retaining.
War Raiders retaining. Laurie Blake?
I'm a War Raiders man.
As am I. I'm going with those big, big Viking buggers to retain their titles.
I think there's potential here, though. Is there a Raw Tag Team match for Mania set? Is that happening?
There hasn't been one announced yet. It might have been announced by the time this video goes out.
Blue sky thinking. Aleister Black and Ricochet win this. They get a Raw tag team shot at WrestleMania, and they win the SmackDown tag team shot as well. They are triple tag team champions.
Hey, man, stranger things
have
happened.
And that's why they're like, that's why they were on all the brands. That's why it's happening.
Winner takes it all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why not?
I'm sticking with the War Raiders.
I'm going to stick with the War Raiders as well. Aleister Black and Ricochet seemed very much destined to be heading up to that main roster, that sweet, sweet main roster with that sweet, sweet main roster money. And I think the War Raiders can get a big win out of it. I think it'll be a fun exhibition match.
I like the fact you said they've done everything except have a cohesive entrance.
A
tag team entrance where
Well, that's the sound effects you see.
Oh, is that what it does?
It's going to start to merge. Well, I mean, it doesn't at the moment, but eventually they'll slowly merge together and they'll just be joined together by lightning.
I think if Ricochet just did half of his entrance, stopped, and then put his hand out, and Aleister Black rises from the grave and takes it, and then he helps him out the rest of the way. Perfect. Well,
like a dance.
Yeah, like a beautiful dance.
Or.
Like Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud video.
Or Aleister Black raises in his coffin. Ricochet's on the back, 450's off it.
Yeah,
and then they both do a pose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. For the WWE United Kingdom Championship, it is still remarkably the WWE United Kingdom Championship, despite the fact it's defended on NXT UK. But it is the WWE United Kingdom Championship. It is champion Pete Dunne defending against Walter.
Walter.
If you are German, which I'm going to say now, I think it's probably going to be match of the weekend.
Yeah, it's my most anticipated whole weekend.
Absolutely.
We've not seen this live.
No, we saw Tyler Bate at Progress last year, and Pete Dunne, Ilya Dragunov.
I feel like I've seen every combination of this group of 2015 coming up guys, British Strong Style, Volta.
The XWX, though.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
WXW, rather.
But I haven't seen these two go at it. Mm. I'm sure they have in another promotion.
Probably have in Progress.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah. So, so Pete Dunne is the champion. Laurie Blake, I'm going to come to you first. Pete Dunne's been champion for about 7 years, I think.
Give me Volta.
You're going to go with Volta?
Give me Volta.
Excellent.
I think it's now or never, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know who else would be the next person. And I just think Volta's the most, like, it makes kind of sense here.
I did say when this match was announced there would be a Pete Dunne retention. Just because, like, I thought everyone thinks it's going to be a Walter win.
Yeah.
And so it will be the ultimate swerve then for Pete Dunne to beat Walter.
Do you think this is a Charlotte Flair Asuka kind of moment?
Yeah, but the problem is that where do you go with Walter after that? Because he's come in as sort of this big Austrian powerhouse, and then you just beat him in his first title match. Doesn't
pretty much like his one of his only matches as well. He's not had huge numbers on
it. Exactly. It was sort of new to him right from the get-go. So I actually think it would be a bad idea to, and as you say, like, if it's not Walter, then who else is going to take the title off him? Like Pete Dunne, because he has had it for a bloody long old time now. Could be, mate. You don't know.
Mark Andrews.
Who knows?
Could be any one of the Coffee brothers. But I'm going to...
Fred Coffee.
I'm going to say Walter Davis.
Well, I think we are doing the strategic picking of just going with what Luke's saying. I'm going for Walter too.
Going with Walter
for all the reasons aforementioned. If you haven't seen him, folks... Check him out.
Oh, yeah. You are in for an absolute treat.
Particularly the Will Ospreay OTT 4th anniversary show from last year.
Should have been our match of the year.
It's incredible.
It should have been our match of the year.
On the same year as Okada Omega.
Abso-bloody-lutely, it should have been match of the year. Anyway, another championship match coming up next as Velveteen Dream defends his NXT North American Championship against the King of Bros, Matt Riddle. Or I think he's the original bro now. I think they changed
the original bro.
Anyway, it's Matt Riddle. I am going to go first, and I'm going to say it is a Dream retention. While I think that it would be a good idea to kind of put a belt onto Riddle because they're kind of hot on him at the moment, I think they are hotter on him than they are for this North American Championship picture, and I can see them ascending him into that NXT Championship picture out of this. This just feels like it's a good way to get him onto an NXT TakeOver card, and it would be a big win for Dream. He's only just won the belt. I'm not sure if you want to hotshot it, because it's already been fairly hotshot a couple of times this year already. Yeah. Whether you just want to hotshot it again. So I'm going with Dream retention here.
So I know I watch NXT religiously week to week.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. You watch it multiple times, in fact.
Yeah. I'm watching it right now. I can't get enough of it. So what's going on with Riddle in terms of other storylines? Of course, he's
this is his
dream, but is there anything with the Undisputed Era?
No, nothing yet, because he was part of the Fatal Five-Way to crown who was going to be the second half of the NXT Championship match. Mm. And he had a really good showing in there. Like, arguably, we said this in the review, he was like the strongest person in that match, the one they put over the most, because he was always locking in the bro mission, and someone had to dive in and break that up. So I think they've got big, big plans for him outside of the North American Championship picture.
Yeah, I agree. I just think there needs to be, how do you protect him in defeat? And I think you have someone run in, cost him it, and that's Matt Riddle's next feud. Mm. But I don't know.
Could be like Roddy or someone like that.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely the potential there to be like, well, there's that last piece of the Undisputed Era title vying thing that needs to happen. Mm. It's who's going for the North American title, and it's Roddy's the leftover, spare part. So
that's true, yeah.
And that could then move him into that picture while Riddle moves up.
Mm. Absolutely.
Well, I'm genuinely going with Dream, not just because I'm copying you for strategic purposes.
This is a bad, bad weekend for me. Laurie Blake?
Yeah, I think Dream.
Together.
It's a bad weekend
we're all on the level now.
My only reason for saying Riddle would win would be if it was a DQ.
Yeah.
And he won by getting beat up. Mm. But I think that's probably the only other way.
Yeah. Coming up next, it is a fatal four-way for the NXT Women's Championship, which may be a ladder match, but it hasn't been announced yet. NXT's on tonight, so they might announce it on tonight's TV. But at the time of this recording, it hasn't been announced yet. So there's a possibility it's a ladder match, but for now, we're just calling it a fatal four-way. But it is the champion, Shayna Baszler, defending against Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kairi Sane. Ollie Davis, as the man who watches the most NXT out of the three of us at this table, I'm going to come to you first, where you've got to pick four.
Between those four series of gobbledygook words.
Okay, come to me with my giant brain of NXT knowledge.
Absolutely, yeah. Who are you picking?
So the great thing, is a ladder match...
Retreat your mind palace.
If it is a ladder match, you can protect Shayna in defeat. In fact, in just a fatal four-way match, you can protect Shayna in defeat. So I think, especially if Ronda's leaving, or if Ronda's staying, Baszler's going up night after Mania, or nearabouts. So I think Baszler's losing... And the new champion is going
to
be...
Do you want me to repeat the names again, or can you remember
not
them?
Not Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
Who's newer, Kairi Sane or...
Io Shirai is newer.
Kairi
Sane's been a champion. Yeah. She was champion last year, do you not remember?
Io Shirai.
You're going with Io Shirai. Yeah. Going with Io. Laurie Blake?
I think it's between Io or Belair. I'm just not sure which. I feel like Sane and Io as the Sky Pirates could just be a line for an NXT, a women's tag team title shot at some point in future. So maybe Belair? Belair.
Going with Belair?
Belair.
I'm also going Belair.
Okay. It's fine. It's safe. It's fine.
I think it makes the most sense for her character to be the one that wins.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be something that she can hang her hat on, and then you can set up this sort of three-way feud coming out of it between the Sky Pirates and Belair when Baszler does get moved up to the main roster.
If it is a ladder match, it's an elbow drop, surely.
Oh, absolutely. Insane elbow, 100%, mate.
Hold on, a big moonsault.
I know their moves.
A big moonsault.
Or a big old moonsault. Right, and then in our main event, it is a 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacant NXT Championship. It is Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole, baby. Laurie Blake, I'm coming to you first.
Give me Cole!
You're going Cole?
Yeah. I think Gargano's on his way up. And I almost feel like if it's not beating Tommaso Ciampa, I almost don't feel like it's necessary for him to win the title anymore. I think just move him on up. Maybe Johnny is still just waiting on that big moment of like, I finally win a title. And maybe that's one of the main roster titles. And Cole, I think, is better suited to being the champion, just because I think it's time to start paying off on the blooming name of his faction and be the Undisputed Era.
I'm also going with Adam Cole. I just think that it's The Undisputed Era does need some belts in their faction at the moment. I think this will be a big year for them as a group, because it'll probably be their final year as a group, like within the NXT anyway. I don't think Gargano's getting called up, though. I think Gargano is either staying in NXT or he's going to 205 Live. Mm. And I think I'd rather him stay in NXT for obvious reasons. People watch that show.
Yeah.
I mean, not Ollie Davis, obviously, but you know, other people do.
I love it.
But Ollie loves 205.
I'm watching it right now.
Ollie dreams about 205.
I think you can stay. You can keep Gargano down in there and continue this Tommaso Ciampa story until he comes back. And even if Ciampa can't wrestle again, you can almost have him in that Edge role to Christian, where Christian finally won the World Heavyweight Championship with Edge at ringside. Mm-hmm. And that's when you do it, is when you have DIY together again as babyfaces, and that's when you do the big Gargano NXT Championship win. So I'm sticking with Adam Cole on this one, but Oliver Davis, what say you?
I'm also going Adam Cole. I don't think Johnny Gargano should win, although there is an argument for him to win and... when Ciampa comes back, you like, you took my title, or you can make that a friendly thing where I was just
They've
keeping it warm
Ciampa
for you.
As a baby face.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just keeping it warm for you, and I've seen that freaking headline has been on every live stream we've done by mistake. So I know Ciampa's a baby face.
Damn it, Randy.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, Johnny Gargano shouldn't win the NXT title if it isn't from Ciampa. And then maybe they can have a babyface versus babyface match when they eventually come back. Yeah, I hope he stays in NXT as well. Although he has been called up to the main roster.
Yeah, but hasn't been seen dropped. Since that one week he was there.
So Adam Cole, Bay Bay, Undisputed Era just runs rampant over the whole promotion.
And lastly, our bonus question. It's the same one for every NXT show. Who will be in the crowd shots? Now, we've been burned by this before because we've always said it's a new person and then it was bloody X-Pac. Or it's going to be it's Ronda Rousey or something.
Just keep saying
X-Pac. Eventually, it's Scott Hall. But I am going first because it is my turn. And I'm going to go with my prediction for last time. And I'm going to say Kushida.
Kushida was the only name in my brain.
Yeah.
But we're coming around to Oliver Davis.
Ciampa.
Oh, Ciampa. Good. Shout, mate. Laurie Blake.
I'm just going to say Eric Bugenhagen.
I was making that noise from the front row.
Yeah.
Bugenhagen for. No, that's how I've spelled that completely wrong.
He is a walking meme.
He's great.
Yeah.
There it is. So I'll spell it wrong again. Anyway, so yeah, that's all of our NXT predictions up there. If you want to join in and you want to compete against us, although we have more or less just picked the exact same things.
There's two there that could go either way.
There's one that we've got different.
And the bonus round.
And the bonus round, I guess you're right there, yeah.
But we could all be wrong on the bonus round.
But if you want to join in with this predictions fun, head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk and become one of our pledge hammers on Patreon and join in the Wrestle League fun.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.